Blog Talk Radio.
Blog Talk Radio Show. The main topic, you know what it is, what's going on? A little quick in here, you know, like last week, you know, actually this is my third show in a row, and the ratings are, like, you know, pretty good so far, but, you know, we're probably, you know, we're going to have a little more people, you know, listening more and everything. It takes baby steps, okay? But anywho, you know, last week, I mean, it was a special, special, special show in my life. We had mentioned about the domestic violence, what's going on. My friend, Miss Tina, sorry I mentioned your name, Mama, but, you know, you were my guest last week, and she had a page called Love Doesn't Hurt, and people, if you want to come and join her page, type in Love Doesn't Hurt and, you know, add it on there if you want, you know, please do, because it's a very interesting page, and, you know, you have to understand, you know, domestic violence here. Anyways, shout out for her, too. People, shout out for my friend, my sister, my everything, Miss Marilyn. Please join her Let's Talk and Pray website. It's www.letstalkandpray.com. I'm telling you again, she is the fabulous lady in the world. If you have any concerns, questions, and anything, her information is on the webpage. Well, let's go on, my friends. Thank you for listening, and by all means, please call in. It's the number is, people, listen, listen, is 1-657-383-0357. Please listen in to my show. Anyways, I have a guest here. And I've known her for a long time, since high school. Me and her, we're like 3 months apart. I mean, come on. Yes, we are 3 months apart in the same year, okay? We know each other from high school. And she's from Kansas. Ladies and gentlemen, I would like to introduce to my lovely, beautiful little sister, Miss Magda Medina. Magda, are you here?
Yeah, mommy.
Oh, hello, Miss Magda. How are you this lovely Saturday evening?
I am doing great. How are you?
I am fantastic, blessed and blessed and blessed. I am blessed, and so are you.
Yay.
So how's the weather over there, real quick? Tell me about Kansas. How's the weather over there, and how's everything?
Well, it's like 31 degrees, and it's like rainy and cold.
Yeah, same here in Texas, clean Texas. It's rainy and cold. Yeah, the weather's kind of like, it's a pain in the butt. But Mother Nature, gotta deal with that. That's the only part of life. So, Miss Magda, so tell me what you do for a living, Mama. What you do? Tell me about yourself.
I'm a cashier.
Okay. And where you work at?
Academy Sports.
Oh, that's great. Academy. Okay, that's good. All right. That's fantastic. I see that you have accomplished your trying to go on back to school, and you had got a degree, but what is your degree in?
My degree is in Spanish with a minor in Latin American history.
Wow. So you're trying to be like a how you call it, an interpreter.
Yes, that is what I want to be, is an interpreter.
Okay. Yeah, it's pretty hard to, I mean, there's plenty of jobs out there in life out there. You can, people say different languages, and they don't discriminate for who you are. No matter what language you speak and everything, because, we all human beings out there, and, no matter what language you speak, no matter what color you are, no matter what your preference and, everything, that's what just who you are and what you be. Okay? Anything interesting over there in Kansas that's going on? Any events out there? I mean, tell me about it.
Well, I guess they're supposed to bring like some Christmas parade lights and stuff once the weather is nice.
Yeah, over here at Killeen, we had an event just been passed already. It was the Christmas light ceremony, and Santa just came by. I just recently saw on Facebook and everything, and I
That's
mean, it's
cool.
just a very, yeah, it's very joyful, I've seen people, posting pictures on there. It was just very, joyful and everything. I'm like, wow. Interesting. But I know that next week we have a parade coming up in Killeen, and I mean, that's just,
Oh, how I
another
miss Christine.
I know. It's very fun. Sometimes it is. Some people, got mixed feelings about it, but it's just a town. You can't say anything about it, Yeah. Oh boy. It's kind of like, I just caught a cold today, so bear with me, you guys. I mean, I'm just feeling, under the weather a little bit, but I am strong. I am strong, you guys. Everything out there, I'm telling you guys, it's just been thinking about Black Friday. Yesterday it was just the hell.
Crazy.
Exactly. It is like a crazy hell day
Actually,
for
what's the weather?
everybody. So tell me, since you have worked on Black Friday yesterday, tell me a little more about it, over there where you work at.
It was pretty good, but the weather kind of kept a lot of people from coming.
Yeah. Yep. The weather just killed it.
Yeah,
I
was
see.
On, like, KU and K-State stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, K-State Wildcats.
Oh, yeah, the rivalry games, they came. Oh, yeah. But, how you call it? Yeah, I just saw a video on Facebook yesterday, the difference between the United States and the UK Black Friday thing. I'm telling you guys, I mean, it's just like, my God, people in UK, they treat people like a civilized, civilized, period, okay? I mean, they offer, like, cookies and some hot chocolates when they walk, you know, waiting outside in the cold, and I mean... I mean, they would line up respectfully and let them pass by, you know. But over here in the United States, I mean, my goodness gracious, what is going on here? I mean, they're like stampeding to the doors and people get ran over some item they're on sale. And I'm like, come on, people, what's going on here? That's why some people don't want to shop over there on Black Friday. Either they're going to get killed or they're going to get hurt so bad they end up in the hospital. And, I mean, come on now. People, please, get your butt in gear. Please, stop. I mean, this is not like, you know, a zoo. This is not the circus. I mean, this is a store. I mean, people buy things. I mean, just imagine people buying milk and eggs, you know, something to eat to have, you know, for your family, and then all of a sudden they just run you over for nothing, for TV and for something. Come on, seriously, people. Come on. Seriously, I mean, get a grip. But, I mean, the United States are, you know, they just want to do like that. But if you want to hate me on this, I mean, go right ahead. I mean, but I'm just telling you the truth about it. I mean, it's just, it's everywhere. It's on the news. I mean, if you watch CNN or Fox News or CNBC or NBC, and any other type of cable networking news, I mean, you'll see it. Come on now. I mean, every time, people, every year. Come on. I mean, I prefer to shop earlier, around October or September, and get everything prepared. I mean, or just go through, you know, like, shopping networks or go online and find something that's cheaper or something, you know. I mean, seriously, people, come on. So, anywho, well, we're going to kill some time here. So, Magda, over there, they're pretty, you know, pretty good because of the weather. How about today? Today's okay? They got a little busy over there, or what's going on over there? Wow. See, I mean, everything just, you know, everything's on sale because it's the time of the year. You know, Christmas is coming around the corner, people. I mean, I know that everybody's getting ready for a special day and giving gifts to your friends and family. I mean, my gift is a blessing from, you know, from my family. That's all I want, you know, a blessing for my family and my friends, my true friends. That's my gift. I love this gift. I mean, to me, it's my gift every single day. I mean, not just for Christmas. It's just every day, 365 days a year, 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. I mean, that's my blessing every day, you know. I mean, I pray to God and the Lord, Savior out there, and I said, Lord, I mean, thank you to have my true friends out there who gave me the support. I mean, I'm very blessed for y'all to, you know, give me the support. And once again, thank you for, you know, I was checking the report on my Blog Talk Radio, and I've been having like 51 viewers. I would like to say thank you for this. I mean, thank you for, as a starter, as a rookie, as a beginner, I mean, I'm doing my best I can to do this, you know, just to keep my mind busy and support my friends. I mean, I'm doing this to support my friends, to say out there around the world, people around the world, that I had a friend that she, doing the domestic violence site on Facebook. You know, I like to share that to her, to, you know, to everybody, to go on her webpage, to go there. And my other friend who's doing Let's Talk and Pray, I mean, I tell everybody around the world to please go to her webpage and go to, you know, participate in her conference calls. It's on every Sunday night at 7 to 8. And, I mean, it's just, you know, I'm the one, you know, and not just me, it's everybody else too. I mean, we're sharing, we're caring, you know. That's why I'm blessed to have my friends out there 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. I mean, that's my gift every single day, people. And I'm getting a little emotional here, but I don't want to cry, but that's how it is, you know. And I mean, as a single mom and everything, and, you know, I have been blessed to have my two boys out there, too. They're my blessing, you know, every day. They're my gift every day also. So, anywho, if you like to join in, how many minutes we have here, because I have this thing blocked. Okay, we got 26 minutes remaining, people. So, Magda, do you have anything else to say?
So, how's everything?
I'm doing great. I'm thinking about getting another caller here if they'd like to join in. It must be Tina here. And I think I have another one too. But I'm gonna put Tina on the line, so you stay right here. You stay on the line too, and I'm gonna put Tina on the line. Miss Tina, are you there?
Yes, ma'am. Yes,
well,
I am,
brother. Well, hello, bless.
Hello.
Bless. I'm so blessed and to you come to listen and everything. And
of course, I told you I would support you no matter what, baby.
Oh, thank you. I mean, you're my gift every single day, too. So,
you know, family and friends, they are, you know, it could be a blessing and a curse, you know. Sometimes we love them because, you know, they're there for us during the hardest times of our lives. And then there are times where we just want to wring their necks because they are there for the hardest time in our life, and they the main ones that push us when we get down, when we like, you know what, I'm done, I don't want to fight anymore, I can't fight anymore. It's they who remind us who we are and what we're made of. So,
Yeah, I agree with you 100%. I also have another caller here, and I think that must be Miss Marilyn. Hold on. Caller, are you there?
Of course, baby. This is Miss Marilyn. Let's talk and pray. I thought you was never going to be able to call my name out. Hello, sisters.
Marilyn. Hello.
How are you?
Marilyn.
Hi, everyone. I'm telling you, I have had a hectic week. It's been very long. It's been aggravating. But at the end of the day, I give thanks to God, because without God, I would have never made it through this week, you know. Late in the evening, I got a chance to talk to Myra about a lot of things that, you know, that a younger person can give you advice. Well, they always say, oh, young people don't know what they're talking about. Yes, they do. They do. You know, I had to deal with a situation with a family member. It was a long crisis, you know, and I made it because Myra was my support this time of the night when I literally wanted to cry. Really, I'm being honest with you. I wanted to cry because of the situation. I won't go into everything on Blog Talk, because it was very personal, but it had to do with family, and I remember some of the things that my mom and my grandmother taught me was, when family needs you, and if you can, in you, even though, yes, they pluck your nerves sometimes, they make you say things that you normally wouldn't say, but they're still blood and they're still family, and you have to that person when they're unable to pray for themselves. And, you know, I'm just sitting here just literally dropping some tears here, because I literally saw God take a situation that was terrible and was
and
able
flip it.
To pull, yes, just pull this person up out of this mess, because God,
you know,
was the only one who could do it, and he's still handling the mess. That's what I'm going to call it,
that's
just
worse.
A mess. You know, and so, and I just want you ladies to know that you all are doing such a beautiful job on talking and, you know, about domestic violence. And I was just listening to the young lady here was talking about speaking another language, and she's able to communicate with people who's of another nationality that may be having some problems, and she could talk to them in another language and comfort that person. You know, I'm not bilingual. I'm straight up English. That's it. I don't know nothing else. Okay, but I have friends that are bilingual, and they talk. And if I can, you know, if I need to ask the question or get them to relay the message to someone, I know exactly who to call. Donna Myra.
Yes.
So
yeah,
that's true.
But you know, there are times where sometimes we don't have to say anything. It could be just a comforting touch. It could be just you rubbing their back when they upset, or just being an ear to bend, so they could. A lot of times we don't know exactly what somebody goes through, and just for us to sit up there and say, "Hey, how are you doing? Oh, you look nice today." That right there, granted, we may not think nothing because we was taught, you know, to be polite and to speak when we come into a room, but we don't know that person done, you know, been so icky about themselves, and then here we go, we tell them that they're beautiful, it brightens up their day.
Exactly.
Yep.
You are so right,
and
Tina.
And they're paying it forward, because we was nice to them, so that means they can go out and be nice to somebody else, and the circle continues.
You know, Tina, it is good to be able to take a handkerchief and wipe the tears from someone else's eyes besides your own sometimes. You know, we cry too. And, you know, sometimes you cry in the middle of the night, or you may cry in the morning, or you may cry during the day. But it is good to be able to, someone else is in pain, and you're able to go to that person and take a handkerchief and just wipe their tears away for the moment of saying something kind to that person, looking into the person's eyes, and saying, hey, I am here for you, and I will do as much for you as I possible can. I have an old phrase. When a situation happens to you, do not look back. There's a scripture in the Bible where the Lord told, I believe it was, his wife turned into a pillar of salt. She looked back.
Lot. He told her to keep on going and do not turn back, and she didn't listen.
And she turned back
to a pillar of salt. Until this day, Lot's wife is still a pillar of salt where he told her not to turn back from. Now, we can take it biblical. We can take it, you know, modern. However, as long as you're looking over your shoulder, you're never going to move forward.
Exactly. And this is what I said to this person who was a family member. I said, do not look. And I tell friends and coworkers that, too.
Yes,
if you have a situation in life and you know it's going to hurt you, don't you dare look back. Because if you look back, you're going to be worse off than you was in the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
Best thing
I
is
tell
to stay
people,
focused, keep stepping, you
I
know?
I tell people the same thing. You know, I have an analogy that I want to share with people. All y'all ladies, I'm sending y'all on a cruise.
Yep.
All y'all need to do is go up there and tell them your name. That is all you need to do. All you gotta do is just show up and say, my name is blah, blah, blah. But because you're so used to not have somebody being there for you, you go and you pack your bags. You go take your broken dreams, your broken promise, your disappointment, your heartache. And then you're so busy looking over your shoulder to make sure that you have all this luggage and all this baggage, you miss the boat.
Exactly.
But what you didn't realize was that I already prepared everything for you. I already had your evening attire. I already had your everyday attire. I had your banquet attire. I made sure that you had somebody there to do your hair, to do your makeup,
everything.
To do your nails. I had everything there for you, and all I wanted you to do is to show up and just say, my name is Magda, my name is Meyer, my name is Marilyn, and that's all you have to do. That's how our Creator is. There's so many times where our Creator have gifts for us, but we're so worried about, well, I got to make sure I have this, and I got to make sure that I have this. But we're so worried about what's behind us, we forget what's in front of us.
Yep. And,
yeah,
you know,
so
even right. though it, even though it's, if a person is sick and the person's dying, you know, God forbid, but, you know, I don't like to say the word die, you know, that's kind of like a strong word for me, you know. And, you know, you give them the support, you know.
Yes.
If a person's sick, you know, what will you do? Give them a bowl of chicken soup? Or give them a get well card, or, you know, give them something that makes them happy, so they won't end up being depressed.
Mm-hmm.
You see, I mean, we as in society out there, you know, even though my friend Magda was alone on Thanksgiving because her mom went to San Antonio for a trip, but. You know, I give her the support. I give her a call, see how she's doing, or, you know, text her, or, you know, even though that, you know, she had to work the next day, you know, Black Friday, you know, that's like the ridiculous, for me, it's a ridiculous time of, you know, the year, you know. I mean.
Honestly, I think Black Friday is stupid.
Yeah.
I mean
it's
come
ridiculous.
On now. We're sitting around the table. Or we're sitting on the couch, and, you know, most families, they do this before they eat. Okay, tell me what you're thankful for. We have a whole day set aside for giving thanks. Thanks. Not gimme, thanks. And then less than 3 or 4 hours later, we're in Walmart, Best Buy, giving somebody a black eye.
Exactly.
For a TV set. Or we're going to academy to try to buy these guns, but yet we just sat around the table with Grandpa and then told Grandpa, oh, we love Grandpa, and we thankful for Grandpa, and we thank the good Lord that Grandpa, you know, Grandpa made it to this Thanksgiving because it was touch and go with Grandpa. But now we done left Grandpa back at the home so we can go sit up there and buy some guns in the academy.
Exactly.
That don't make any sense to me.
I agree with you. It don't make any sense. I mean, I'd rather be with my family, so.
Yeah, my sister called me yesterday, and she said that Black Friday was the first time that she's ever went to one, and she ain't ever going to go to another one. And Walmart in the little hometown where I was born and raised at in Kentucky, okay? She said that people lined it up with their baskets. They had let them in the store, and they were arguing and fussing and pulling. And she said people were outside with their baskets ready to get inside, and they were just literally running over the back of the heel of your foot until, I think the way she was talking, if I'm not mistaken, the police and the security had to take the people that had their stuff to get in line at the cash register, and the other people, they had to organize them to outside with an empty basket waiting to get inside. And she said it was a train wreck up in there. She said, girl, I never saw another one. She said, this is ridiculous. She said, people are fussing and arguing and over a little simple stuff like a cell phone or, just little stuff. She said,
it's little stuff, but, to us now, before Thanksgiving, before Black Friday, you look at this stuff, you see this TV, ladies, and how many times we have passed it, and like, oh, that's nice. Or if it's a pair of shoes, or if it's a handbag, whatever, right? We're passing it up, and we see the sale, and I'm like, oh, I will never spend that much money for that purse. Or I will never spend that much money for that pair of shoes. But for some unknown reason, we forget what we done said 2 weeks ago. And we're back at that same store, hitting Miss Betty in the head,
It's
disgusting, y'all. It's just really, it's really disgusting how we look like. I mean, it's embarrassment. I'm sorry to say this, but it's an embarrassment for the nation.
Well,
and I've heard so many people say this, ladies. We are a society of gimme, 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 gimme.
Exactly.
And it pains me to see that ACB, Walmart, whatever store that we have in our town, right, once a year we'll sit up in there and do food for the homeless, where you go buy the shopping bag and then you fill it, or local churches would have drives for the homeless. Okay, so you mean to tell me these people don't get hungry on October 23rd?
Yeah.
They only get hungry on November 24th and 6th? Really?
It's supposed to be every day. To me,
right.
I mean,
that's
supposed to be every day.
You're right. That's why I love my church, because we have a compassion ministry where I think it's the first Monday of the month, or whatever Monday we do it on, we open up our doors and we give away boxes of food.
Mm-hmm.
And I love the way my pastor does it. He goes, don't bring something up here that you wouldn't eat yourself.
Amen.
He goes, I'm not saying to go out there. And he goes, if you got to clean the cupboard, clean the cupboard. He goes, but don't bring something up here that you know doggone well you ain't going to eat.
Yeah.
Or if you wouldn't wear yourself, don't do that. He goes, don't do that to nobody else, because you never know when tables could be turned and it could be you.
Yeah.
Exactly.
He made a joke about it. He goes, if you don't like mixed vegetables, okay, I understand. If you don't like them, but yes, somebody else may like them. But if you know you're not going to wear polyester, don't bring polyester up here.
Yep.
You know what, Tina? You just thought of something. When I first came to Texas, I've been living in what, come December, it'll be 36 years, right? It's coming December. And when I first came to Texas, I got, I was homesick. I got real, I mean, physically got sick. I had to have surgery. And my husband was TDY back and forth to Fort Knox, Fort Campbell, Fort Benning, George, Fort Stewart, okay? And, I mean, I was really, really sick. And my neighbors literally took care of me because my son was very young. And they were just good people. I mean, I didn't even know these people. Rommel had went out to the mailbox, and he says, "Mother, there's some people asked me could they, you know, come in the house." And I said, "Wait, let me get my mommy," right? So I went upstairs, and my neighbors noticed that I, you know, when I be, you know, when you have surgery, you all bend over. So they had noticed that when I was walking to take the trash out, I was bent over, and they wanted to know what was wrong with me. And I told them I was sick. Did you know my neighbors came in, and y'all, they paid my light bill, they paid my water bill, they paid my telephone, they paid my cable. One lady told me she would make the house notes for me because she wanted to do that as a gift to me. They cleaned my house, and I mean, I had a big house, two-storage house. They did everything for me, and I asked one of the, these were the group of women, oh, and the man mowed my yard. The one of the neighbors mowed my yard, and I asked them, you know, how much do I owe you? You know, they told me, they says nothing. We just want to do something for you because every day when you was in, you know, I was healthy and able to get around, I would smile. I said, "Hello, how you doing? Have a blessed day," and I would go to work. And they said, "We missed that happy smile on your face, and we knew something was wrong when we saw you walk and bend over." It was a very good feeling to know that strangers came in and took care of me, and when, because my husband be gone 6 weeks at a time.
Right, and, but you know, Aunt Marilyn, think of it as, you know, what you was talking about, you do have neighbors, some neighbors, I can't say all neighbors, and I can't say all neighborhoods, they still believe in Little House on the Prairie and the Waltons mentality.
Mm-hmm.
When one neighbor suffers, when one neighbor hurts, we all because they were so used to you not thinking about it, walking outside your door, "Good morning, you know, have a blessed day," or, "Oh, you know," or, "Hey, Mr. So-and-so, you know, I see you, you know, your lawn looks really good this morning." Just little stuff. And that stuff right there brightens up their day. Like my grandmama always tells me, and my cousin, my grandma's 94, God bless her. She always tells us, never quench your blessing. So if somebody wants to bless you, don't hinder their blessing. Because the thing of it is, by them blessing you and you receive it, you giving them a blessing as well.
Exactly.
You know, so how many times we, you know, because of pride, you know, we may have somebody call us up and go, "Oh, hey, let me take you to lunch." And we're so prideful. Well, we say, "Oh, no, thank you, I'm okay," because we don't want to admit that we're hungry or whatever the case may be. But the thing of it is, we don't know what God told them to do.
Well, Tina, let me tell you, honey, another situation happened to me. It was about, I'm going to say 5 years ago. It was during the Christmas Eve. I was at the grocery store at H-E-B in Harker Heights. This lady, like, $25, having enough to pay for her groceries. So she was going to put back $25 worth of groceries, put it back, because she didn't have the money. My husband and I were standing there, and we had, you know, we had the money. And so he looked at me, and I looked at him. He goes, like, "Hey, do you mind if we just give you the," told the lady, "do you mind if we give you the $25 so you can take everything in your basket home to your family?" And she was literally crying. I mean, that lady going, like, "Are you serious?" You know, she kept looking at me. She said, "Don't I know you?" And I'm going, like, I've seen this woman somewhere. Come finding out, what happened was her daughter was in school at CPC, stayed in the dorm, and when I used to clean up, you know, as a custodian at the dorm, right?
Yes, I remember.
Her mother about me, and she had saw me during the summer. You know how you get ready to leave the school and you got to, you know, get rid of stuff and go home and everything for the, you know, getting out of summer. And she remembered me. "Did you not know that I told her, I said, well, ma'am, I don't longer, you know, no longer work at CTC. I'm at Texas A&M now. When I went back after the Christmas holiday, that lady came to security at Texas A&M, looked me up, and gave me that $25 back in an envelope with her name on it. I'm going like, Josh, what's this lady? What's all of this? And he goes like, some lady came up in here and said, she demanded that you take this envelope. And there was that lady's little note. Thank you for helping me. You and your husband has your $25 back. I'm going like, she didn't have to do it. I gave it to her. She's going like, well, I don't know what you gave her, but she came up here and left this envelope and insisted I give it to you. And I'm going like, you got to be kidding. Yes.
But, you know, that's how some people are, though. You know?
Yep. Well, let me tell you guys something. What you ladies shared, it was just amazing how sharing every single day. It's like me and my friend Magda, we've been friends for like almost close to 20 years, ladies.
Mm-hmm.
And our friendship between me and her, we're always going to stick together regardless. It's like you and me and you and Marilyn, we are going to be sticking together regardless. It's like I'm going to win the lottery soon. And even though I went through a situation, which I'm not going to go in details, ladies, but, you know, every time I went through the situation, you ladies, you, Magda, Marilyn, Tina, whoever, I mean, you guys lift me up and say, hey, snap out of it. You got to do what you got to do. You got to break the cycle. And guess what I've been doing right now? I'm breaking the cycle.
Exactly.
And what I'm doing right now.
A lot of people don't realize this right here. As women, if our sons see us get abused, it teaches him several things. It teaches him that's how he should treat a woman. That's the type of woman that he goes for. The man is teaching his son, this is how you degrade women, this is how you belittle women, this is what you do to a woman. Now, if the little boy is always going to pick up his mommy and tell his mommy, mommy, it's okay, it's okay, he goes and he looks for that needy female.
Yep.
So we're teaching him that women are weak. Either you beat them, or you go be Captain Save-A-Ho and be the hero, whatever. When it comes to little girls, we teach our little girls to be timid. We teach our little girls to be weak. We teach our little girls that we don't account for nothing, that we can't be strong, that we are mouthy, and we look and we teach our little girls it's okay to be abused.
Oh, that's terrible. Isn't that terrible?
Well, ladies,
but
we almost got 1 minute.
But that's what we do.
Hey, Myra, you said we got 1 minute, right?
Yeah, almost got 1 minute remaining. Miss Magda, you have anything to say?
I do. Myra, I want to say something. Can I get that recipe from you now? Y'all don't know. I've been on her today. I've been trying to get this recipe out of her. I'm going to get it out of her. She's got a secret, so, you know, I'm going to get it out of her, and then she'll probably give it to everybody. Now she won't give it to everybody. I'm just the one that's trying to get it because I know it's good.
If it's a potato salad, I'm not going to give you the secrets, okay?
Well, just
you're out of range now. Come on, now.
I'm going to throw that in there. I'm not going to try to get the secret out of you. I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to swap with you. Make the potato salad and give me a bowl of it for Christmas present. How about that?
Okay. No problem. But
ladies,
we got 44 seconds remaining. I would like to say thank you very much for coming, Magda. You're the best guest too, and so you too, Marilyn, Tina. Thank you for calling in and participating in the conversations and everything, Magda. Thank you for being a good friend with me, and it is an honor to say thank you for everything. And 10 seconds remaining, ladies. Thank you very much. And we're going to be off the air in 5 seconds now. So
I am blessed. So are you.
So are you.
Everybody is blessed.
Good day. All
right. Bye.
Good night.
Good night, everybody.
Night.
Good night. Show, and this is the ending of my blog podcast.